Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our show at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us on the East Coast through DCNowRadio.com, as well as those tuning in through BlogTalkRadio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Have a great guest that's joining us again this half hour. She's been on our program before, but we're here to talk to her about her brand new book. I'm speaking of best-selling author Omega Keys. She's here to discuss the success of her book, Single Black and Government Owned, what led her to write the book and what she decided to share in it, and also, more importantly for all of us, what does she hope we're able to take away from it? Omega, welcome back to Conversations Live.
Thank you for having me back, Cyrus.
Well, it is always a pleasure to speak with you. Omega, I have to say, you know, just when I thought, and I think I said this in my review on Amazon, just when I thought that you couldn't write anything else that would not only make me think, make me smile a little bit, and also, I think, reflect a little bit on each one of our journeys. You did it again with this book. I want to begin with the decision to write this one, Single Black and Government Owned. The title itself is provocative, but you had already released the first part of your story. What made you decide to tell us more?
Because I wanted to let people know that, you know, there are so many different changes that we go through in life, and sometimes we got to look back and see that, yeah, I had a little fault at some of the things that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get to the point that you can actually admit that, then you can become a better person.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I believe, and when I was reading this book and when I wrote the review on Amazon and when I was getting ready for this segment today, I started to think about the Omega that I have gotten to know, that so many people think they have gotten to know because, you know, they've read your books before, your fiction, you know, gotten to enjoy you that way. Of course, when you came out, you know, with the first part, you know, of your story, you know, people were able to get to know more. In this one, it seems as though one thing that really stood out to me was the relationships, the good, the bad, the lessons learned, the things that you saw about yourself that you didn't like, as you just referred to, but also the ugly that is in people. When you were writing this, was this an easy journey for you to go through again? Because you touch on some very painful and difficult times. Was it an easy thing for you to do?
It was hard, very hard to go through. It was actually harder than the first book because the second book is me as an adult. This is not, you know, this is not 20 and 30 years ago now. This is stuff that happened just recently, years ago, up until last year.
Yeah.
So it was much harder.
You were very frank in the book. Of course, we knew from the first book, you know, about, you know, the assault that took place on you. That is revisited in the second book in a big way when we actually get to read about your encounters actually with the attacker, who is also the father of your child. We see the relationship you've gone through. You've seen the betrayals that you've gone through. In that, when you were deciding, you know, is this something that I want to be able to share? Because I have to imagine, just as you do with fiction, that you have to see what you're writing, just as you would any other work. What stood out to you the most about the growth? Because you mentioned, of course, this is not Omega the girl anymore. This is Omega the woman. What did you learn about that transition as you wrote this story?
What I learned was that I could not change other people, but I can change my reactions to them, how I respond to certain things, whether I was going to let things bother me. That's what I learned through that whole process, that, you know, I can calm down and quit fighting back so much. Not let people walk over you, but not lash out as much. And once I started doing that, people started leaving me alone.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel as though, you address this in the book, but I think it's important to ask it for our listeners who haven't had a chance to read it, Omega. Do you feel as though the betrayals that you've gone through, especially with men, and even though your family, we learn more, you know, were not just behind you after you told them about the assault. Do you find that has caused the Omega Keys of today to be more leery of the individuals who come in her circle or who want to be a part of her inner circle?
Oh, the Omega of today, I mean, even back then, I've always had a brick wall around people. That's why people don't know, you know, a lot about me. Even some of my closest friends were still in shock with some of the things, you know, coming out of this book. So I'm, you know, but I'm also a Cancer. You got to peel back my layers nice and easy. I'm a very friendly person to talk to, but once you get to the personal stuff, I kind of, you know, clam up. But it's not making me leery as a no, I don't want to, you know, be around people or be with men or anything like that. It's just that, you know, I got my eye on you. And, you know, as soon as I'm looking for stuff and I look for the signs, I think it made it a lot easier for me to pick up on certain signs right away instead of having to repeat the process all over again. Well, the signs are there, walk away and know that those signs are there for a reason and listen to them.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have you become cynical towards love?
Heck no. No. Just because there were a few people that didn't have their stuff together, I know that, you know, I'm a loving person. I'm a romantic and I'm a loving person. So no. I'm not a cynic at all.
Okay. Well, for those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm welcoming back best-selling author Omega Keys. She's here to talk to us about the second book in her autobiography, Single Black and Government-Owned. And it really takes us into, as she was just saying, into the woman that is Omega Keys and some of the things that she's had to deal with and also to face. There's a part of the book, I actually want to read this because I think this is when you were, the incident that I mentioned, where the gentleman or lack thereof, who was in your house, basically, you know, there with your family, you had to tell them, of course, this is the guy who raped me. You went on in the book to talk about in chapter 13 some of the ways that you felt after that. On page 111, for those who have it, this is what you wrote because, you know, people, of course, you were with around the family, and you described the scene, and this is what you said. I had to get out. I ran out the front door and took off walking. I walked around my old neighborhood, past the empty lot I played baseball and football in, past the big hill I went sledding on, and past the firehouse that used to be a school in which I played basketball and raced against everyone in the neighborhood. All those memories have been replaced by ones of hurt and anger. Since that day I was sexually assaulted, I had been a victim, reliving it over and over in some way. I was tired, tired of being the victim. Tired of letting someone else dictate the person I was. I sent up a prayer, not just for me, but for him as well. I prayed he would not harm anyone else. And then you went on to say this, as days passed, no one bothered to mention the rape to me. No one brought it up or asked if I was okay. It was as if I hadn't uttered a word. I had finally whispered the secret I had been holding on to all those years and was still left to suffer alone. Now, there are individuals listening to this conversation or who know individuals, Omega, who have lived through that situation of suffering in silence. What do you hope they're able to take away from your courage to be able not only to identify what happened to them, but also to be able to make sure that this does not define the rest of their lives?
I want them to know that just because people in your immediate circle cannot be there for you, there are other people that have been through this, and you know, and hopefully this let them know that, you know, there's other people that they can talk to besides those people in that circle. There, I mean, you can go online and look for things. None of those things were available to me.
Yeah.
During that time, because the internet wasn't there, but now there are so many groups and places out there that you can talk about, you know, these things. And I just want them to know, over above all else, you are loved. Regardless of what happened to you, it does not define who you are.
Right. You know, there is another part of the book that I have to say I was a little surprised by because it reminded me of a novel that you read, that you wrote. You already know where I'm going with this.
Yes.
Passionate Playmates, everybody. If you have not picked up Passionate Playmates, go to Amazon.com and look it up. Omega, when I okay, well let me just ask the question this way. In Passionate Playmates, we meet Erica, a young woman who is doing what she needs to do to be able to provide for her family. Let me just say, for those who haven't read A Single Black and Government Owned, there are some parallels. I'll use it that way. There are some parallels to Omega's life in that. So, you know, I have heard, because I talk to a lot of authors, and they tell me, you know, that when they're writing fiction, you know, you write what you know, and you use parts of things. Is this almost an admission that part of what we got to know about Erica, it was actually a part of the author?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's why I put it in this book. It is.
And I know I'm not the first person to bring that up, so what has that been like to have people say, once they get to that part of the book, what has it been like for them to say, oh, I knew it? What has that part been like?
As soon as the first book came out, people were saying it. So to me, it's no difference. But, I mean, I want them to understand the reasoning behind why I did it. I had a child that I needed to take care of.
Okay.
And that's the bottom line. I don't care. Judge me if you want to, please. I've been through worse. That's how I feel. I did what I need to do to keep a roof over my head and take care of my child. And it wasn't illegal.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that comes to this point, Omega, because I think there will be some people who will read the book. And I was trying to think of this when I was finishing it up. You know, the different groups that I could try to say, okay, you know what, I think you would get something out of this part, then you would get something out of this part. The military is a big part of the story, but it almost for me became a side part, other than just the refining in some ways, it seems as though, of who you became. The discipline, I can see you refer to that even afterwards, even though there was the one physical altercation that happened, and you kind of got out of yourself a little bit that we got to read about. But I think that was one of the big things. But also, I think the evolution, because all of us have gone through something in our lives, regardless of what it might be, that has tested us, that has tried to push us to the point of destruction, and then we have to make the choice. Are we going to let this, as you address in the book, are we going to let this be what finishes us off, or are we going to take control? What has it been like for you to take control of Omega Keys, come what may, and be able to be pleased with the decisions that you've made and not those that have been pushed upon you?
It was actually kind of scary because, you got to think, for years I was holding on to so much anger, but I had to realize that I was holding on to so much anger. And so that, you know, when I got to that point where I could have went left or went right with it, and I just said, I'm not going to be angry no more. Nobody else is going to control me. When I actually woke up the next day after that and I wasn't angry, it was like, you know, was the world about to end at that moment, because I woke up and I was actually not angry. So it was actually scary. That whole day I felt like I was in the twilight zone.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized how much I can actually see the rest of the world, because I didn't have that shade of anger over my eyes. And so it was scary, but also liberating.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, there's also going to be, I think, the rallying cry for women, especially with Larry. Let's just take him for a moment, because there's a conversation that you all had that feeds into a narrative that we hear a lot about today. That, of course, are the fathers who don't take care of their children. They have these children out here, they don't take care of them. That's a conversation Larry and you had in the book as well. Do you feel as though there are snippets of Omega Key's life that individuals who are reading this or might hear about the book will be able to say, you know what, I can relate to this part of the story, and this is something, you know, that gives me hope, the way that you're able to handle it?
I'm hoping that they actually can. I mean, that's the sole purpose for me reading it, so people can learn from it and not make some of the same mistakes that I did, or see it as, oh, I can do this because she did it. Either way, good or bad, I hope they get something out of it. I mean, that was the sole purpose for me putting it out there. I did not write this book for me. I wrote it for everybody else.
As an author, did you find this to be therapeutic? to be able to share what, you know, has been a part of your life, to share it with those who have followed your career, but also those who are just hearing about you? Did you feel this was a way for you to release it, to let it out, but also to be able to help other people to know that they can overcome whatever their obstacles might be?
Cyrus, this has been beyond therapeutic for me. Had you met me 5 years ago, and you know, I can be nice as day to you, but somebody could have walked in front of me and done something wrong, and then I would have stepped outside myself and cussed them out one end and up the other. But to my credit, people say that I got it from my great auntie, who I was around as a child, and she cursed like a sailor. But they said I learned to curse from the best. But I would do it at the drop of a dime. Now I'm at the point where, I mean, you could tell me my house is about to be on fire, and I'd be like, oh, okay, well, that's what insurance is for.
Yeah.
I've just, you know, I realized that there's just, life is too short for me to sit there and just snap off and be mad all the time over small stuff. You know some of those people that everywhere they go, there's a problem.
Right.
You know, you can go to the same place that they went, and they're just mad and angry and blowing up. You look at that person and I wasn't this bad, but you know, you look at that person and say hi to them, they be like, what the hell you hiring me for?
Right.
I just didn't want to be that person, but I wasn't, but I was very close to being that person. I was
right.
A ticking time bomb. You just didn't know what it was. But I chose to, thankfully, the things that I got upset about normally were things to actually stand behind, but I would just go overboard with it. If I
yeah.
see you doing somebody wrong, I'm going to just go on and on and on like that dang pit bull and knock onto you and not let go.
Right. And, you know, that's why I love the fact that you did this, that you have had the courage, Omega, to be able to share, because there are people who might see the Omega Keys of today and not realize how much they have in common with you and may not feel as though, you know, they could ever get to a place like where you are. But I think what your book does, and I hope that other people realize this, is that it pretty much reaches you wherever you might be and says, you know what, if I could get over this, if I could go through this, just think about what you can do and more. But I think for you, it became a decision. You know, you made a decision that you were not going to be defined by your past. You made a decision that you were not going to let the mistakes of others, you know, create in you a person full of darkness. And that is what I think is so important, that people have to make that decision, because unless they make the decision, they'll just become whatever is around them. We're going to take a quick 90-second break, Omega. When we come back, I want you to share with our listeners as far as a reader for yourself. What has this been like for you to not only to get the response from this book, but also as I was reading some of the other reviews, you know, to be able to know that others not only appreciate you for you, but are glad that you have shared this part of your life. We're going to talk about that when we come back, okay?
Okay.
Again, you're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio at 92.3 FM with our friends on the East Coast through DCNowRadio.com as well as through BlogTalkRadio.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alerts, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-877-653-8844. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-877-653-8844. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-877-653-8844. That's 1-877-653-8844.
Attention Conversation Live listeners. Are you looking for a fun and exciting way to strike up an intimate conversation with your lover? If so, the Sex Bucket List is for you. With a page to personalize, your very own happy face stamper, and over 600 sextivities to stamp off before you kick the bucket, you'll soon discover a sexual side of yourselves that you never knew existed. Find us at thesexbucketlist.com. Make sure to like us on Facebook. Thanks for listening, and as always, get busy getting dizzy.
And we're back with Conversations Live and our conversation with Omega Key. She's the best-selling author of the new book, Single Black and Government Owned. We've been talking to her about this journey of sharing slivers of her life with the world through this book, what it's been like for her. We were also talking about it being beyond therapeutic for her, but also the lessons learned. You know, this is a business, Omega, and you, outside of being an author, you also are a reader yourself. As you have had other readers, some of them your peers, other authors, as well as just readers like myself who have, of course, heard about the book, wanted to read it. What has it been like for you to, I mean, it's one thing, I guess, to get, you know, the reviews and the emails from your fiction work that things that came out of your mind. Well, these are things that have come out of your life story. So has this been a different experience than someone who's just enjoyed a novel with your name on it?
This has been an out-of-body experience for me because it's brought some people that when I ran track, you know, against them or with them, and now I get an email or an inbox message on Facebook, and they're like, you know, they're giving me words of encouragement now that are telling me, you know, I wrote a good book, and not only that, you know, to keep going forward, you know, that I'm a very powerful woman because even though I've always been strong, it was that constant battle within me of not, okay, maybe I don't deserve to be this strong person that I am. So it's like it validates that I did the right thing by writing it because I was terrified, you know, to write this book because, you know, I am, everything in there about me or my family isn't great, you know. So I was scared, but it's like, you know, they're sitting up there telling me that, you know, I did good and to keep going.
Yeah.
So that's like really, sometimes it gets me kind of misty-eyed looking at that this is a book that I have not had one negative comment about at all, and that's like the biggest surprise to me. I was waiting, you know, bracing for the negativity, and this is one book that I have not received not anything negative about it.
So how difficult is it, you know, I'll just ask this question, how difficult is it for you? I mean, because, you know, everything an author does, I believe, is personal. I mean, if it's something done in fiction, these are still characters that you love that you have gotten to, you know their journey and now you're sharing that with others. How has it been to know that this is something that people, you know, they do appreciate, that this is something that they are reading and sharing and that they are seeing something in there that they do want to commend you on?
It's been humbling. That sums it up. I am so humbled and so happy that my story can help other people. I mean, all the way around. It's not just for women. It's helping men. I've had men contacting me that's like, you know, oh, my God, my girlfriend acts like this, and now I know why.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's opening people up to understanding things because, you know, what I told, this is something that most people take to their grave.
Right.
So it's helping other people understand it and know it and then, you know, hopefully learn to love themselves before they can love anybody else.
Exactly. Well, I think that is one of the great things about this, learning how to love themselves, and that is what, you know, we could all hope for everyone. Again, Omega Keys has been our guest, joining us, talking about her new book, Single Black and Government Owned. Omega, we're going to have you back soon to talk about also what you're doing to help promote authors and also the book you wrote, The Not-So-Common Sense Guide for Authors. We want to talk to you about that as well because I think that's another segment that there's so many people that can need that guidance. We're going to ask you, you know, to definitely revisit us for the primetime show to do that. But for our listeners that are just hearing about the book, tell them the best place to be able to get their copy and to read more information about it, Omega.
They can get it anywhere from Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Apple. It's in paperback and print form, or you can catch up with me on okeys.com. That's OKEYS.com. If you want to contact me, there's a little contact link up on there. You can send me whatever message you want to send me, and I'll get back to you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that. Again, Omega Keys, everyone. OKEYS.com is the website. You can also, of course, find her on Facebook. She's active there as well. Omega, the last question I have for you would be this, about those who, you know, feel as though they have a story in them, you know, regardless of what they've been through, what they feel like they have to share. What advice would you give them about releasing it, letting it go, and getting it out?
Let it go before it consumes you and swallow it up. That anger, that hate, that sorrow is like a black hole. But life also begins out of a black hole. So once you let it go, start your new life.
Once you let it go, start your new life. That's right. I mean, don't dwell on it. I think that's the, I think the great lesson here. Don't dwell on it. Omega, thank you so much for taking out the time. It's been a great half hour with you. And, you know, you're welcome to come back anytime. I'm definitely going to be in contact with you, though, about coming back for the primetime show to share with that for your advice and guide for authors, because I think that's something that this summer we want to try to concentrate on as well. But we look forward to the next conversation with you.
All right. Thank you so much for having me, Cyrus.
All right. No problem. Always a pleasure. Again, okeys.com, OKEYS.com is where you can find Omega. Also, she is on Facebook. Look her up, author Omega Keys. Keep in contact with her also through the publisher website at PassionateWriterPublishing.com is where you can go for more information. Again, it's PassionateWriterPublishing.com is where you can go for more information. That's going to do it for us for this part of our program. I want to thank all of you joining us on the radio as well as through DCNowRadio.com as well as through BlogTalkRadio.com. Now, if you're listening to us live, you know I'll be back on this evening for our primetime edition of our program. If you miss any part of this show, don't worry. You can always catch the podcast by going to our radio website at ConversationsLiveRadio.com. Again, that's Conversations with an S, LiveRadio.com. Also, you can find the link on our Facebook and Twitter pages. Find me on Facebook at Facebook.com/CAWeb4. That's C-A-W-E-B-B, the number 4. And on Twitter, you can find me at Cyrus Webb. That's CYRUSWEBB. Again, I'm Cyrus Webb saying thank you for tuning in to Conversations Live. Until next time, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.